Good to have you back. I know this is going to be a shocking revelation for you, but it appears that Anthony Fauci lied. And then after that, he lied some more, and then after that, he told some untruths. I think it's a fair way to put it. What I'm getting at is documents continue to roll out, showing there was a clear connection between the National Institutes of Health and other organizations that Anthony Fauci was either in charge of or closely aligned with that were sending money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, period. The Wuhan Institute of Virology is where the pandemic began. Regardless whether it was intentional or accidental, that can be determined later. But the fact of the matter is it originated in that laboratory, the Chinese Communist Party and all of its colleagues and friends in the media lied about it, tried to cover it up, tried to discredit the idea that the virus came from that location as a conspiracy theorist by right-wingers and nutcases. Well, guess what? Truth will make its way out sooner or later. Light will find its way in. Josh Phillip is an investigative reporter with the Epoch Times. He's digging through all of these documents as well. Josh, good to have you back.
Hey, great to be on.
So tell me, what are we finding? What's the latest? And am I right or wrong? Did Anthony Fauci lie?
He lied technically. And let me explain.
Oh, hold on. Because if my kids lie technically, my kids are caught lying. Anyhow, go on.
So it's a play on words. That this is where it's at. It's a very subtle play on words. Dr. Anthony Fauci claimed that his institute was not financing gain-of-function research. This is basically where you take viruses and you make them more able to infect human cells. Now, the documents that were released, The Intercept received them. Basically, they were giving money from the NIH, these different organizations, to EcoHealth Alliance, which was then working with the Chinese Communist Party's Wuhan Institute of Virology, a name many of us have probably been hearing for a long time. And they're financing this exact type of research, gain-of-function research. But the problem in this, Anthony Fauci said they're not financing it. The documents don't say gain-of-function research, but they describe gain-of-function research. In other words, they exactly explain gain-of-function research and how they're financing it, but they don't actually use the words gain-of-function research. And that's where the technicality is.
Well, what term do they use? What euphemism do they use?
They don't, yeah. They don't. They just explain the definition of gain-of-function research.
So. How very nice.
Yeah. So it's like you don't say elephant, but you describe what an elephant
right.
is.
A large beast.
They did, essentially.
Yeah. So for gain-of-function research, for those listening right now, I want you to explain how problematic this can be. Because gain-of-function can make a virus twice as potent, three times, 10 times, 100 times, or do we not know?
Gain-of-function research could potentially kill off whole populations, which is why they banned it in the United States under Obama. This was banned research. You could not do it. And so what do? They turn to China, and they finance a laboratory tied to the Chinese military, because we know that they run these things with the Chinese military, and we start financing it there. And what they were doing is basically I, of course, did a big documentary on this over a year ago explaining this, and I got censored left and right for saying it. Here we are.
Here we are.
All of it's coming
out. It's all here. So, but I want to back up before you get to that part. Kill off whole populations, because one thing that's become clear through all of this, and anybody who studies, you know, genetics and human populations and so forth, viruses can destroy certain ethnic groups and groups. Well, not touching others because of certain makeups and the way that we're put together, right? It can clear out whole groups of, let's say, white people, right? And they get wiped out by a certain virus that would not affect other groups of people. That's a fact, right?
That is a fact. Also a fact is that the Chinese Communist Party has written about creating viruses exactly like you're describing. They call it like ethnocentric viruses. And I mean, look, this is what happened to the Native Americans. This is what killed off a lot of the Native Americans.
Sure.
It wasn't the war.
Smallpox.
It wasn't so on. A lot of them died because of, smallpox.
Right, because they were not equipped to deal with it, where the European counterparts had natural immunities from centuries of dealing with smallpox. Fair enough. So what would be the purpose to kill off whole populations? I mean, just fill I'm a little obtuse today there, Josh. Just fill it in for me.
The Chinese Communist Party has detailed in, I mean, public reports, they're not even hiding it, their intention to develop and their process of developing ethnocentric viruses targeted at specific DNA strands unique to different ethnic groups as a way to wage war on different countries. This for them is biological warfare. I mean, this has been talked about, and I think it's talked about by some pretty big experts on China. Unfortunately, hasn't really hit the mainstream waves.
Right, of course, this would be more of that conspiracy theorist, you know, right wing tin hat sort of stuff. But if you look at
just like the laboratory,
right? Exactly. So right, just like the laboratory in Wuhan is just far right wing nonsense. So let me game this out for you.
The CCP is writing about it. Yeah, the CCP is writing about it. They're not trying to hide it. It's public.
But let me game this out for you then. If you were to target an ethnocentric virus at those of European descent, you'd wipe out a good portion of Europe, obviously, a good portion of North America, obviously, and a good portion of the rest of the world. It would be a very effective tool to put yourself clearly in charge of, everything, wouldn't it?
It would. And let me give you something even bigger on this. China has larger databases of American DNA data than America does.
How is that?
All those different programs you're using to find your ancestry and so on, a lot of that data is being processed in Chinese laboratories. Even some of these programs that they have on, for example, testing you for the virus, a lot of that data is being handed off to the Chinese Communist Party, this biometric data. And so, yes, the CCP is not only collecting this data, but they have a bigger collection of this data on Americans than America does.
Well, that makes me feel good. I mean, I feel like I'm going to sleep well tonight. Did you bring me any good news? Is there any good news here? What can we do? Have we learned anything about combating these viruses? In all honesty, I mean, I know that the mRNA vaccines, as they're called, these have been under development for 30 years. This kind of technology to combat viruses has been under development. But I guess my question that just continues to pound in my head is, why would Anthony Fauci want to be involved with this kind of research?
Well, yeah, that's a million-dollar question right there. Why would Dr. Anthony Fauci want to be financing illegal research in America, going to the Chinese
people.
Communist Party, and then feel the need to lie about it to the American people?
Right.
And not only that, but in his own emails, talk about censoring investigations into this. Why would he do that? Yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, there's the question. What is the financial payoff? And more importantly, why are we even still listening to this guy? Josh, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, well, you know, he keeps flipping the narrative. For some reason, we're told to keep listening to the narrative, even when the narrative flips. Masks are not safe. Masks are safe. Masks, you don't need to wear them. Masks, you need to wear them. Effectiveness of different treatments. Hydroxychloroquine bad. Now hydroxychloroquine good. Now you can't talk about it yet again.
Right.
Ivermectin bad. Might work. Who knows? You know, the narratives keep flipping. And we're supposed to just put all of our personal interest, our health aside, and just listen to what they say, regardless of whether it's true or false, and wait for them to say eventually whether they find it's true or false. No medical debate allowed, nothing.
I don't think we have that kind of time.
It's a bizarre situation for them.
Josh Phillip, investigative reporter, Epoch Times. Look him up online, Epoch Times. Josh, always fascinating. Thank you.
Hey, pleasure. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.